All you need in this life is ignorance and confidence, and then success is sure. Words by Mark Twain. Hi, I'm HK. Welcome to my podcast, View of Life. You think why I choose this quote to start with? Because to our constant overthinking and anxiety, which take us nowhere, but only give us the different type of diseases. For today's podcast, I take reference from Dale Carnegie's book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Think one day you wake up without worrying of anything or anybody and try to go with the flow and do your level best and solve all your problems in a blink. Yes. In a blink, you think this can not be true. These things can be true in some fiction novel or in a child's story. How I can control my anxiety? I can't, even I tried my level best. But this can also happen in this real world. Yes, you can control your anxiety. Or I can say you can live a life without the anxiety. You just needed to take some little step, or I can say you have or you need to change yourself a bit to kill that anxiety which is slowly trying to kill you. As anxiety can give you the gift which you really don't like to accept, but you created so close relationship with the anxiety that even if you want to deny, you can't. And those gifts are physical and mental illness, which fast forward your journey to deathbed. Now the question arises, how can we break that nasty relationship with the anxiety and create happy and healthy life? For this, as per Dale research, there are some rules to break the habit of worries. Keep yourself busy. Yes, there is an old proverb that empty head is a devil workshop. If you want to keep yourself away from the worry and to keep the worry at the arm length, you should keep yourself busy. So much busy that you don't have time for anyone or anything. Don't fuss about the little things you like. For example, you like to organize a party and you want each and everything perfect. You want your cutlery, your dining set matching, and everything should be perfect. But for some reason, you are not able to match each and everything. So there is no need to make a fuss about such a useless thing, because nobody is going to care about this. Ignore that, because people came to your party to enjoy, not to look over these type of fuzzy things. So enjoy. And now you can also use the law of average to outlaw your worries. Ask, how likely is it the thing I worried about will happen? Second is, cooperate with inevitable. If you can change, it's good. If you can't change it, accept it and move on. I know, I understand it's difficult, but this is the only way you can live happily. Next is, put a step loss or order on your worries. Decide whether that thing giving you anxiety is really needed that much of attention, that much of time. Let the past bury. It's dead. Yes, your past is dead. You no longer live in your past. Your past is of no use. That past you are constantly reminding is only giving you anxiety. We needed to end that bad habit. But we also need to improve our mental attitude. Like, count your blessing, not your trouble. Try to fill your mind with the right thought, with the right things, because this is what is going to be helpful forget your unhappiness. Try to give happiness to others and try to be your very, very best shot in each and everything. And for somehow we say that self-criticism is not good. It is not good for our health. But engaging in constructive self-criticism helps us a lot. Never try to give even with your enemies. If someone do unjust, ignore him, because remember, others are jealous of you. When even you fall, anxiety asks and say, come to me, I am your friend. Close the door on the face of anxiety. Just remember, ask yourself why. Why are you falling in the pit of anxiety? When you ask the why, most of the time you get the answer and solve your problem. Anxiety ended forever. We all understand the fact that anxiety prevents us from living the life we want to live. But we always ignore the fact and fall for the anxiety. I suggest you to try and follow these steps. Maybe it will help you to live the life, or for a better understanding, you can also read the book. Hope you like this podcast. We will meet soon. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.